Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on January 29th, 2010. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include Helping Those in Haiti, A View from the Front Line, and We're Number One. In our interview segment, we'll learn about the upcoming She Auction from Darden student Amanda Foster. First, here's the news. Soon after the devastating earthquake rocked Haiti, Darden students were meeting to determine how they could help. The details were shared at a recent First Coffee, where Dean Bob Bruner called the community together.
And the purpose of our moment here is to consider how any of us individually and all of us corporately can make a difference.
That's Dean Bob Bruner. Darden students agreed that a two-pronged plan for relief is the way to go. Second-year student Ritu Jane discussed the short-term plan.
We spoke to some relief agencies, and seems like funding is what they really need on grounds in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So we have a new challenge for us to see if we can raise about $10,000 in the next 10 days. And I know we can do that because for Katrina, we raised $30,000 as a school.
That's Darden student Ritu Jane announcing the students' short-term relief plan of raising $10,000 in 10 days. Second-year student Jackie Grace reminded the Darden community that a long-term plan is needed also.
It's really important to think about this from both a short-term and a long-term perspective. They are going to be rebuilding in Haiti for years to come, and accordingly, they're going to need support for years to come. So we have started to try to brainstorm and think about what are some of the long-term ways Darden can partner and stay involved with rebuilding Haiti.
Darden student Jackie Grace, determining the best way to help in the long run is, of course, complicated. A team of students, faculty, and staff are working to examine ways the Darden community can provide assistance to Haiti on a long-term basis. Well, while the students are raising money to help those affected by the earthquakes, Darden faculty and alumni getting together to teach people about Haiti and the hurdles that country now faces. As we record the podcast, a panel discussion is about to begin in the Abbott Auditorium. The panel, Crisis in Haiti, The View from the Front Line, features several Darden alumni who were involved in the relief efforts there. Darden professors will share their expertise as well. Darden's Chief Diversity Officer Martin Davidson is one of the panel's organizers. He talked to us before the start of the event.
I'm thinking specifically about three goals for the panel. First, what I'd really like to do is to create a little bit of a context so that we can begin to understand what Haiti's all about. What's the history? What's the social background? What's the economic reality? The second goal is I want to be able to talk about the redevelopment story. So given that we've had the tragedy, what's the story for rebuilding? Who's doing it? What are the strategies that we need to undertake? Right. That's going to be really, really important. And then the third goal is really for our Darden audience to really think about, so what can we learn from this? You know, there are going to be difficult tragedies and so on and so forth oftentimes. What can we sort of draw from it? What can it teach us about crisis leadership? What can it teach us about underdeveloped countries and what's going on there? What can it teach us about the role of history and economics and how they link together? So hopefully if we can hit those three things, it'll be a pretty important event.
Darden's Chief Diversity Officer, Martin Davidson. We'll have highlights from Crisis in Haiti, The View from the Front Line, on next week's podcast. Keep your eyes on Darden's YouTube channel, too. We'll post a video of the discussion as soon as possible. Well, the Financial Times released its annual ranking of the world's top MBA programs this week. The Darden School is ranked 14th among the best MBA programs in the United States, 31st in the world, according to FT. In addition to the overall rankings, Darden made a big splash in the categorical rankings. The Financial Times ranked Darden as the best school in the world for general management. The business publication, headquartered in London, bases its overall rankings on three types of data: alumni career progression, diversity, and idea generation. We mentioned earlier about the Darden student body raising money to assist the people of Haiti. When it comes to helping others, the students here set an incredible example for others. It seems like they're always working on a cause or finding ways to reach out to people who need a hand. One example of that generosity is the upcoming She Auction, sponsored by Darden's chapter of the National Association of Women MBAs, or NAWAMBA. She is the shelter for help in emergency located here in Charlottesville. The proceeds generated by the upcoming auction will benefit the shelter. One of the event's organizers is Darden's second-year student, Amanda Foster. Amanda joins us on the Business Cast. Great to have you here. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, before we talk about the auction, let's talk about Nwamba, for those who don't know it. Tell us just a little bit about the Darden chapter and the National Association.
Sure. Well, we're really excited. Nwamba actually has about 170 current members between first and second year.
Wow.
Our alumni may remember Nwamba as being called QUIB, which is what it was formerly called in the past. But we're really excited about having a great group of women and men this year. We have some men who have joined, and just in the support of women who are achieving their MBAs.
Great. Let's talk about the auction. And this is a big thing. Nwamba is known for this. And so what is it? Where is it? For somebody who knows nothing about it, what do you tell them?
Sure, absolutely. So Nwamba, every year, this is actually our 15th anniversary of the Nwamba partnering with SHE, which is the Shelter for Help in Emergency. And we are helping to put on a fundraiser, which we hope to raise around $20,000 to be able to donate to SHE. We're one of their primary sources of funding. So this is our biggest fundraiser, and we love to have people come in from our faculty and student body.
Yeah.
It's kind of a wedding feel. So it's kind of it's different from what we do. The students have something that we like to call prom that's right around Christmas time, which the BGIA does and has a fundraiser. And this is different in that it's more of a faculty interaction, more of a social networking feel. And so people can wear, it's a semi-formal, you can wear anything you like, women cocktails, men can bring out their tuxes if they have them.
Great.
And it's just a great experience to help for a good cause.
The most important thing, what's the date?
Sure. It's February 19th, which is a Friday.
And it's held
at the Boar's Head.
All right. And cost?
It is $35 per person, and tickets are online at the DSA website and can also be purchased at First Coffee.
Good. Now, what's your role in the auction?
I am the VP of auction for Nwamba. So I actually was elected last fall, and so I've been working on this. This has been kind of my thing throughout the fall, and it's really coming into fruition right now. So I have a team of about 17 people who are helping with the committee, but I'm just kind of, think of me as the general manager, kind of facilitating that. We have great people in fundraising as well.
So part one is putting the event together, and part two, I assume, is getting auction items?
It is, absolutely, which is exactly where we are right now. We're starting to get our auction items in. So we are hoping, last year we had around 80 auction items, 10 of which we like to hold off until the live auction. We like to think of those as really the big ticket items. So we are currently trying to solicit more auction items. You can imagine that with a lot of the things that have been going on right now in the world and Haiti and BGIA, there's been a lot of giving. So we're asking especially community members, people outside of the Darden community as well, to kind of help out, give another donation.
What are some of the examples of things that have been on auction maybe in the past or things you have already this year?
Sure. Famous items that have been on in the past. We have a flat in London that we auction off for a week.
Wow.
We have been very lucky to be able to receive houses of vacation homes that alumni or faculty may have, such as yours, that you have been so wonderful to donate for a weekend retreat away, mountain houses, beach houses. And dinners with professors are typically one of the most enjoyed as well. Those typically bring, you know, we're talking about trying to raise for a dinner for eight, maybe around $1,500 to $2,000. And our students typically pool their funds to be able to have a dinner together and kind of socialize with faculty outside of school.
Are there tangible things? I mean, do you have things that, I don't know, pottery, shirts, clothing, things like that?
Yes, we absolutely love to have all of those tangible things as well. Actually, DART, which is the Darden artwork.
Darden Art Project,
is outside in the hallways currently at Darden. All of those will be auctioned off this year as well.
Right.
So we have about 12 of those that will be auctioned off in our auction, which we're really excited about.
Wow.
We do love things like hand-knit scarves that people are doing, and pottery, absolutely. Anything that you have and you have a special talent, we'd love to have you be part of the SHE.
So how does the auction work, Amanda? Is it all at the event? Is it posted online? How do we see the items and so forth?
There will be items that will be online, but they will just be there for your viewing. So we will have an email that will go around to kind of display some of the auction items. Everything will be held either in a silent auction form or live auction form at the actual event.
Oh. Great. Okay. And so if alumni would like to help, or anyone listening, they just, do they contact you, or what's the best way?
They would contact me. So they can contact me via my email,
yeah.
which is fosterA10 at darden.virginia.edu, and they could, or they could give me a call at 919-360-0126, and I'd love to have anyone listening.
Great.
Participate.
Darden second-year student Amanda Foster of Nuwama, best wishes for a successful auction.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thanks for joining us on the BusinessCast.
Thanks.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.